Time to talk about the 15th annual Shamrock Splash by Save the Harbor, Save the Bay to benefit the state-run beaches from Nahant to Nantasket. It's great to be talking about springtime events already. This is coming up on Sunday, March 2nd from 11 to 2 at Constitution Beach in East Boston. So Olivia Grant from Save the Harbor, Save the Bay is here to tell us a little bit about herself and about the event. So Olivia, great to meet you, first of all.
Great to meet you as well. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. We've had a great relationship with Save the Harbor over the many years. Of course, here in Quincy, they benefit the Friends of Wollaston Beach.
Yes.
And all the different events that take place there over the summertime. But before we talk about that and the splash, I want to talk about you, because you're new, right?
I am. Yeah. I am new to Save the Harbor, Save the Bay.
Well, welcome.
Thank you, as of December. So it's been really fun, a really fun time to join. And we are starting to spearhead a lot of our events. Shamrock Splash, which is why we're here.
Yeah.
We also have some policy initiatives coming up, and we're gearing up for our summer programming with the youth programming. We also have Better Beaches, Beats on the Beach. So it's a really exciting time.
Yeah. Even though it's, you know, 20 degrees and still snow on the ground.
But
we're looking ahead.
What gets us through is thinking about the summer.
Absolutely. Yes.
At least that gets me through.
So. So tell me a little bit about your journey to Save the Harbor and your background.
Yes. So my journey to Save the Harbor has been an interesting one. I am a native Bostonian. So I grew up going on Boston Harbor cruises and just learning a little bit about the waterfront before it was the seaport. So I knew Boston Harbor back when it was a little questionable to get in it, and the seaport was mostly parking lots and, you know, so.
Fish piers.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, right, so it has definitely transformed in my lifetime, which has been very interesting. It's also nice that the harbor has been cleaned up. Definitely started by initiatives by Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, which I'm very proud to be a part of. It's also really nice to be able to get into the beach, get into the water at the beach and enjoy that, because we have wonderful urban landscapes here and wonderful urban beaches, and we should definitely use them more.
So where'd you go to school? What did you study? What have you worked in before here?
Sure. So I went to school at Boston Latin School, go Wolfpack, Summis Primi, all of that. And then undergrad, I went to Wesleyan. Grad school, I went to Harvard. And now I am here at Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, but did a bit of a roundabout. So like I said, native Bostonian, but I've studied abroad in Italy. I've lived in China and New York City for work. And I feel like I've lived 50 different lives. And so now I think it's, you know, I'm happy that I've come home and I really get to focus on environmental justice, but I've definitely had a lot of fun along the way.
What's your role at Save the Harbor, Olivia?
I am a communications manager.
Hence being here on the show
today,
right?
Yes.
So reaching out to the different members in the communities?
Yes. Okay. So I work in tandem. We have different pillars at Save the Harbor. So we have our programs department, and that's headed up by Maya Smith, and so, you know, working with her.
Of Quincy, by the way.
Yes. To activate a variety of different events with over 200 community organizations that we have partnerships with, and a lot of them are longtime partnerships. And I know for our Better Beaches grant program, which the Shamrock Splash is for, and we'll get into that, last year 35% of our grantees were first-time grantees.
Wow.
So it's been wonderful to be able to have these relationships with our community members. And so that's one pillar of Save the Harbor. Another one is the youth programs and youth leadership development and job training. And so that's headed up by Kristen Berry and her team. And they are actively interviewing and developing and working on curriculum. And that ranges from, you know, learning about marine science and in the Boston Harbor, and learning about blue and green trade careers. So marine, maritime careers, things like that. We call them blue and green industries. So that's also been very interesting for me, because I didn't have a lot of interest in that before coming to Save the Harbor. That's been very enlightening. And also just figuring out the policy around that, how we can help workforce development, even, you know, in Boston here, East Boston, Chelsea, Lynn, Revere, some of those neighborhoods by the water, how we can really support those communities. So that's very exciting. And then we also have our policy pillar. So we have the water quality report. We go through, we try to figure out, you know, we test the water quality for the beaches and see, okay, are we on track? Are we still maintaining good water quality? Can people, you know, do they feel safe enough to swim in the water?
Very important. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Because if they don't, well, we're not.
They're not coming to the beach.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So we do that. We also support the Metropolitan Beaches Commission mm-hmm. in the state legislature. And so we work with our elected officials to make sure all of our, you know, citizens, neighbors, and constituents have access to the beach that
sure.
is accessible, that is fun, that is welcoming and inviting. So we've got a lot.
Yeah,
we have a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I know here in Quincy, Representative Chan is on that commission.
Yes.
So you work with him closely for issues affecting Wollaston, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you finding that as you know the beach quality increases and improves along the urban coastline, mm-hmm. that more of these community organizations are kind of springing up to serve the community and
yes.
get activated at those mm-hmm. locations.
Yeah. Yes, and it's been very exciting. So, you know, the applications closed for the Better Beaches Grant Program January 31st. So
oh, already
our
closed.
Yes,
oh, okay.
So our team has been reading and reviewing, and it's been really interesting seeing all of the different types of events
right.
that people
yeah.
have applied for grants for. For example, Kite Festival, Wollaston
yes.
Beach.
Brand new last year.
Yes,
yeah.
Kids Fest,
yep.
Wollaston as
a
well.
A staple. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So we have our staples, but then we also have art classes,
yes.
yoga on the beach, cultural events. So we've got
yep.
a wide array, which
yep.
is...
Yep, there's a live music I know here
yes.
in Quincy. There's a
yes.
children's story time
mm-hmm.
at the Tot Lot
yes.
right across from the beach. So
yes.
lots going on,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Yeah,
yeah.
And opportunity for more, too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So are you able to reveal what the Friends of Wollaston Beach is getting for a grant this year, Olivia?
No.
No.
Not yet.
I just thought I'd ask.
I mean, yes, you're doing your job. Unfortunately, I can't,
okay.
but... Yes,
but
I think
soon.
It'll be good.
Actually, when will those be announced?
Around March 7th.
Okay, oh,
yes.
So coming up.
Yes.
All right. So
you don't have to wait too long.
Sure.
You will know.
Okay.
Yes.
And those would not be possible without the Splash.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
15th annual this year.
15th annual
yeah.
JetBlue Shamrock Splash,
okay.
yes.
Okay, so actually it started out originally, I think, as the Valentine Splash, or it was earlier in the season.
It was.
Got a little too cold for folks. Yeah.
Yes. So we had to move it.
Yeah.
But it worked out because now we're around St. Patty's Day.
Yes.
So that's quite fun.
Yes. So as I mentioned, it is coming up. It's Sunday, March 2nd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Constitution Beach
yes.
In East Boston. So mm-hmm. tell us all about it.
Great. So yes, like you mentioned, it starts from at 11 mm-hmm. at Constitution Beach in East Boston. We are sponsored by JetBlue, which is wonderful, and we have an array of activities. So we have costume parties, obviously the big splash. We have food, warm food, especially after the swim,
yes.
Which will be much needed. We have beer, we have cider, we also have non-alcoholic drinks for all to enjoy. We have music by an award-winning DJ, Rilla. So it's going to be really fun. I will say some of our partners, which is why we can have a lot of drinks, beverages, food. So our partners are Sam Adams Downey Cider in East Boston,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A local favorite, Topo Chico. We have Bono. So we have a lot of really good partnerships. We also have Volo and Volo Sports and a variety of different partners, which we could not do this without.
Okay.
So we are very thankful. I will also mention
yes.
that the costume contest
yes.
Winners will be announced by 11:45. So that is important.
Okay.
And I say that because winners of the costume contest and the biggest fundraisers have the chance to win round-trip JetBlue flights anywhere they want to go.
Wow.
That JetBlue flies. So that's very important.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there a theme for the contest?
I would just say the zanier the better.
Zanier the
yes,
better. Okay.
The zanier the better.
Okay. I've seen past pictures.
Yes.
Folks dress up everything from shark suits to mm-hmm. pirates. Even their pets get
yes.
dressed up.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So 11:45, the winners are announced.
Yes.
And then
and
the splash?
Then noon.
Yes.
Is the big splash.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty quick, I'm guessing.
I think so.
Yeah.
I looked at the forecast, and it's sunny, but it's quite cold.
Of course.
So good luck.
Yes. We're recording this on a 50-degree day, but it's not going to last.
No, sadly. I wish we could bring that weather with us, but no.
Right. Exactly. So splashers, bring a change of clothes.
Yes. And we will have towels and sweaters and
oh,
things
right.
like that available as well.
Yep.
We also have a heating station, ironically in the hockey rink, but We promise. It's warm.
It'll be warmer than outside.
Yes, we're working on it.
And drier, too.
Yes.
But how about any folks do you know will participate, roughly?
About 200.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's exciting.
Yeah.
And we are, at this point that I'm talking to you, over 70% of our goal.
Wow.
So we're almost there.
Okay.
We're still fundraising.
Okay.
But if people want to register and or donate, they can go to shamrocksplash.org.
Okay.
But I also want to mention that the Friends of Wollaston Beach has their own fundraising page.
Yes.
And feel free to donate to the Friends of Wollaston Beach, especially because that is local programming that
sure.
will be on your beach.
Yep.
And the idea for the Shamrock Splash is that, you know, you tell us as a community what you want on your beaches.
Right.
And this money all goes back to the community.
Yep.
So it's for community by community.
Right, right. Yes. And each kind of community group has a team, right?
Yes.
At their own teams?
Yep.
Okay. And you mentioned Friends of Wollaston, their website, friendsofwollaston.com.
Mm-hmm.
So place to go to donate directly to them or be part of their team. And you brought up a good point. You don't have to splash to donate.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yes. And a lot of that'll be appealing to a lot of folks,
yes,
I think, who don't
yes.
want to splash but still want to help.
Yes. It's interesting. I, you know, talked to some of people in my network and some of my friends and family. I said, donate. And they're
yep.
like, well, I don't want a polar plunge. I said, you can still donate.
Right.
And show up.
Right.
Well, you
right.
don't have to get into the water.
Right.
You can still have fun. It's a party. There are after party vibes and, like I said, music and food. So
yeah, plenty to do.
And it's family fun.
There you go.
So.
And what is the goal this year, Olivia?
So the goal is to raise $50,000.
Okay.
And all of that money, as we mentioned before, will go to the Better Beaches Grant Program.
Yes.
And so the Better Beaches Grant Program, last year we awarded about 82 organizations.
Wow, okay.
And we have a pool of about $300,000 in partnership with the Department of Conservation and Recreation,
gotcha.
So DCR.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
So this helps, this kind of augments that
mm-hmm.
yeah, in addition to.
Yes.
And it's a way for folks to actually, you know, get in touch with their own community members and with their own assets to the beach they might not even be aware of. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the great thing is that Wollaston is accessible by T. So
oh, for sure.
Great.
Yeah.
And also last year we activated about over 200 events. So there was almost
wow.
an event every single day at one of our beaches last year.
Incredible.
And we hope to do that again.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, and these are, we should point out, state-run beaches, right?
Yes.
As I mentioned, Nahant and Nantasket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. State-run public beaches,
yep.
and these events are for the public.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of your kickoff to the season, the splash,
yes.
right?
Yeah. Yes.
What comes
yeah.
next?
What comes next? Well, we have our Better Beaches Award grantee breakfast. And so we'll let you know a little bit more about that once things get finalized.
Super.
And once we tell the grantees who they are.
That's right, which we can't reveal yet.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Top secret.
Okay.
And then after that, we have our another gala in April. And then we also have our summer programming that starts up.
So again, for the short term, it's the 15th annual Shamrock Splash. Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, presented by JetBlue. Sunday, March 2nd, 11 to 2 at Constitution Beach. And the main website to sign up to become a member of a team or just to donate, shamrocksplash.org. Here in Quincy, Friends of Wollaston Beach, friendsofwollaston.com. Anything else we should share with folks?
Come out, have fun.
Yes.
Get a little cold, get a little warm.
Will you be splashing?
That remains to be seen. We will see.
Okay.
I might get ankles deep in water.
You don't have to do
I'll put a toe.
Okay,
yeah.
A toe dipper.
Yes.
Okay.
But I'll be there.
All right. Very good. Great to meet you, Olivia.
Great to meet you, too.
And we look forward to having a continuing relationship with Save the Harbor all season long.
Yes, same here. Can't wait.
Very good.
Bye.
Have fun.
Thank you.
And thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.